Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me in the studio for this segment, I have Make-A-Wish President and CEO Gloria Jetter Crockett, and we're going to be talking about how Make-A-Wish creates life-changing wish experiences for children facing critical illnesses. So thank you for joining me today, Gloria. I appreciate it.
Thank you so very much, Stephen, for having me.
Now, first of all, tell us a little bit about the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Well, Make-A-Wish is an organization that creates a life-changing experience for children who are undergoing a critical illness.
And how long has Make-A-Wish been around, and how did it get started? Whose idea was it?
Well, Make-A-Wish started in 1980, but in all actuality, our chapter started in 1983 because there are 60 chapters across the nation, and it's pretty remarkable how it started, actually. It started with a boy in Arizona who was diagnosed with leukemia, and he was not doing very well, and his mom and some friends got together because he wanted to be a police officer. And so what they did is they contacted the police department, and the police came together, and they made his wish come true. He had a little uniform, he had a motorcycle, he had a helmet. And what they did afterwards, Chris unfortunately passed away, but this group of individuals said to themselves, wow, how powerful that wish was, and can we do that again? And so what they decided to do was start Make-A-Wish.
Great. I imagine they saw the joy and the exhilaration on that boy's face and said, how can we do this some more, right?
Oh my gosh, yes, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And it not only impacts the child, but it impacts the family overall.
Right, I imagine it does. Now, what types of wishes do you actually grant?
Well, it's really interesting. We have several types of wishes. Wish to be, so do you wish to be a superhero, a policeman, etc.? It's pretty cool. Also, you wish to meet, so a famous singer or actress. Then we wish to have, so it could be a computer game, a gaming system, something really fun. I actually just read about a wish today that was granted, and it was a young lady that wanted to have a sound system, so that just got revealed. And actually, close by here in Moreno Valley, there was a child, Josiah, that had a wish granted, and his was to meet the Raiders. We also have wishes to go, so some of our children like to go to Hawaii, Disneyland cruises. We had one young boy that wanted to go see the monarch butterflies, so that was really, really interesting. And then some of these kids, it's humbling to say, but they want to give back. And what that's all about is they want to give back to possibly the research for what they've been diagnosed with, or possibly give back with, you know, the hospital where the children stay during their hospital by providing toys and entertainment. So it's pretty amazing what these kids can do.
Great. Now, I'm sure that these wishes have a big impact on these kids. Tell us about some of the situations.
Well, I think what resonates with me most is when I got to witness my first wish. It was with a little boy named Abdul who wanted to become a police officer and wanted to have pizza with the policeman,
okay.
Which was
simple
really, really
enough.
Cool.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it offers an opportunity for him where he could just be a kid. He hung out with the police officers all day long. They captured Toon Bandits at, the Anaheim Stadium, at the Honda Center. They saved Wild Wing. They were at Knott's Berry Farm. It was just amazing. And to see him and his father just laugh so much. So a wish provides hope and inspiration to a child as well as their family.
Now, this is probably a question that's out of the range here a little bit, but when you do have a child that has a wish to meet a special celebrity, how do you go about arranging that? You must have so many connections in so many different fields.
Well, we are a very, our organization is nationwide, like I mentioned, and so we have a national home office that coordinates all that for us. So the 60 chapters don't get weighted down. So there's a relationship manager at the national office that helps us with that. And it's really amazing what we can do.
Oh, I also want to ask you about some of the misconceptions. What are some of the misconceptions that people may have about Make-A-Wish?
Well, one that's really important to know is that a lot of people believe it's for only terminally ill children, when in fact, over 71% of our children go on to be adults and have a wonderful life. And so a lot of people don't think that. So we want to make sure that people know that that's, you know, a misconception. And then another thing is that a lot of people believe the wishes are in kind, or that our National Home Office provides the funding for them, when in all actuality, all of our wishes that are here in Orange County and the Inland Empire, they're actually provided by funds that we raise here. So we are in a need for additional donations to come in, because we've got wishes in our pipeline for kids that want to do wishes. And, you know, right now in the Inland Empire, for instance, we had 217 wishes that were granted out in this area.
Okay, so even though you are a national organization, you still need to raise money locally in order to fund all of the Make-A-Wish experiences that you provide locally.
Exactly. So our funds stay right here in our community. Correct.
Well, that's good to know. Now, recently, Make-A-Wish partnered up with a car dealer in Riverside for the Share the Love event. Can you tell us a little bit more about that campaign?
Yes. Well, this was really, really a great opportunity for us. From November 14th through January 2nd, anytime someone purchased a Subaru vehicle, Subaru would donate to Make-A-Wish $250 if that individual selected Make-A-Wish as their charity. What is really cool is that Subaru has a nationwide partnership with Make-A-Wish. And for our local dealership, Riverside was so gracious to select us as the hometown charity, which is even more of an opportunity for us to raise funds. They even hosted an event for us where we were able to connect with you all.
Right.
So we came out and we did an event. We had car karaoke. We had Santa there. We had all of these fun things. We had a bounce house. And what's really phenomenal about the DCH Subaru of Riverside is since 2016, they've donated over $55,000 to help us grant wishes right here in our community.
Wow, that's very commendable. Now, how can our listeners help? Can they donate?
Yes, they can definitely donate. Like I said earlier, I mentioned we've got wishes that are waiting. So we would like to say, yes, we need donations to help us grant more wishes.
And where can they donate? Is there a website, or where can they go to make a monetary donation?
Yes, our website is OCIE, so Orange County Inland Empire, wish.org.
Okay, give that again.
That's OCIE.wish.org.
And what about volunteers? Do you ever need volunteers?
Oh my goodness. Volunteers are definitely so, so very important to us at Make-A-Wish. We've got wish granters, we've got office volunteers, we've got our board of directors. So we're always looking for individuals to help us spread our mission as, you know, ambassadors, to go out into the community to share what we're doing as an organization and how impactful it is for those children that have a wish come true.
So you need to raise local funds in order to continue with Make-A-Wish locally and in order to keep providing these wishes for these children.
Yes, that is correct.
And if there's one thing that you could wrap up how important Make-A-Wish is to our community, what would you say?
I would say that having the opportunity for a kid to be a kid and not have to think about their medical appointments or hospital stays are so important. So I would say, help us make a wish come true for a kid to be a kid.
Gloria Jenner Crockett, President and CEO for Make-A-Wish, and we've been talking about the organization and how they create life-changing wish experiences for children facing critical illnesses. So thank you very much for spending some time with me today, Gloria. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.